Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here to do some more instantaneous healings with all of you. And tonight we'll just do a lot of sample clearings of what the Lightship can do for you. So we'll first do an entity release. And this you can do yourself. You want to connect with your spirit and your heart center. And, you know, you may have, if you talk inside of your head completely, your spirit may hear you. But it might be, overpowered by maybe entities or things. So it's always best to drop into your heart when you do request, okay? So what we're going to do now is work with the bottom of our feet, our ankles, move up to the knees and our waist right now. So let's just say, for instance, I have a problem with my left ankle. What I would do then is go into my heart center, drop down, which we do on this show all the time, do the 10, 9, 8, down into 1, into your heart, and maybe do that as many times as you need to so you feel like you are in your heart center. And then at that point, you ask your spirit to move down into your ankle, and this will allow your spirit then to really hear you and to connect with you. And at that point, you can bring energy of healing into your ankle. And then you may want to even hold maybe one hand on each side of it to do healing. And then you want to actually ask your spirit to get rid of these entities that are taking away your energy for healing, too. So the entity release is very, very important. So here we go. We're going to start to release energies here. So just kind of sit back and relax. And they're being released now. And here we go. And you want to just connect yourself to your spirit and your heart, and also tell your spirit, command your spirit to do this. And the reason why I'm saying command is because, you know, we all know how many thoughts we have each day. You know, we have thousands and thousands of thoughts. And so if you just think of your poor spirit trying to connect to all of your thoughts to do all these many things, it would be kind of difficult, I think. So this is why you want to do a command on this here. So you're actually getting the attention of your spirit. And at that point, it may work easier for you. So here we go. They've been released right now. Now we're going to move up above the waist to your shoulders. So everything in that area, which is where all your organs are, we're releasing now. Here we go. Oh, boy, I'm yawning. So there's somebody out there who needs something. That's great. The energies actually all run through me as they get connected to you. So I connect a light ship to you and the doctors, and then I actually sense and feel the energies flowing through my body. And then I get cleared out within moments here of time. So I wouldn't recommend anyone typically to do healings this way. It can be very detrimental to your health as you take on their stuff. So with me, the light ship takes it away from me. So here we go. Now we're going to be working on our neck. So let's just concentrate on the neck now. People who are on the computer a lot, their neck may hurt. Maybe you've had a car accident or something. And here we go. Releasing energies now from your neck area. The neck's going to go down your shoulders here. And going down to your elbows, down to your wrists, down to your palm of your hands, your fingers, your knuckles, your fingernails. So you might want to maybe wiggle your fingers a little bit. And by doing so, you can sample the energy and see how the healing is working for you as these entities leave you. Okay, now we're going to be working with our head, so you can concentrate on an area if you wish. On eyes and ears right now. Back of our throat, teeth, and skin. Maybe you might have a problem with sinuses, and maybe some entities are in there who had a sinus problem, and since you have it, they want to join you and have that experience over again. Here we go. Okay, that feels pretty good to me for all of you. So next we're going to bring in more of your spirit, more of yourself to yourself. So we're going to be collecting these energies. So what you can do now is ask your spirit to go out and find the parts of it, the parts of you that left, okay? And naturally have to be put back into balance and into 100% spiritual integrity before it comes back into you. You don't want to bring in a wounded spirit, a spirit that has problems with it. That could manifest inside of you. This is why we do the parallel life clearing. That's very, very important. Here we go. Coming back in, so we'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do a chakra alignment for everyone. Go to your heart centers. And this is one of your major energy flow networks in your body. Connects to all of your energetic bodies that are invisible. And we need to get the chakras aligned properly so that every body can have healing. Here we go. Heart, spine, throat chakra. Good. Third eye. Good. Going back down below the heart to your power chakra. And second chakra. And first chakra. We'll do an opening now. And like the song from Van Halen, love walks in and then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. And this is the love energy coming back into you. So here we go. Opening up your chakras. So heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. Next we'll do the mind to heart drop. And this you can do yourself too. This is where we count from 10 and go down to 1. So your awakening consciousness is, let's say, your forehead where your thoughts are. And we're going to drop that down to your heart center. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, so just kind of sit there for a little bit. Talk to your spirit. Ask your spirit for healing. And you should feel kind of like a warmth in your body. You should definitely feel that you're out of your head. And just feel that wonderful love energy. We're going to bring in the peace energy from the light being on your monitor screen. So if you're brand new to the program, just kind of scroll down a little ways and beneath the blinking flower, and there she'll be. We'll activate her in a second here. There we go. And we'll bring in this love energy, peace energy into you. And we probably, the love and the peace energy probably will feel the same to you. Just that you can be very relaxed as it comes in. Remember, divine love has no emotion to it. It just allows everything to be. Where the love energy on this planet is kind of clinging and has an agenda to it. Where divine love is nothing. It's just pure energy that allows everything to be the way it wants to be. And here we go. It's coming in. You're going to probably feel it in your heart center. And just kind of enjoy this here, and we'll see if Sylvia is here. So, Sylvia, are you out there somewhere?
Hi, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. It's great to be here, and if you're joining us for the first time, you might want to know a couple things that could help you enjoy this experience even more. One of them is that you can go to the Creation Lightship page on BBS Radio, and you can scroll down. You can get to that page just by clicking on any one of the scheduled Creation Lightship shows on today, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday's schedule from the BBS main Station 1 page. And when you get to the Creation Lightship page, you'll scroll down and you'll see a picture of a beautiful light being from the Creation Lightship. And if you haven't got that up already, that's wonderful to do. And as Ron brings in the divine energies through that light being, you can actually see the radiance and see the change right on the picture there of the colors and the energy coming forward. So it's really a beautiful thing to watch. And there's also a link just below that picture of the light being that says BBS Fast Chat. And if you click on that, it'll bring up a window for you where you can type in your question or request for Ron. So we'd love to hear from you. And it's also a nice place to type in anything that you've experienced on any of the healings as we go through the program, either today or if you had a prior experience. So it's a great thing to hear those and share them with each other. So if you can't get on to the fast chat, just stay with us, and there'll be lots of live healings throughout the hour. And we'll talk also about the lightship and what's happening. So right now we do have a few people on the fast chat. Hi, everyone. And we have a couple of questions, and I'll just give them to you, Ron, in case you're not able to see the fast chat right now, and then you can see if any of those things are appropriate for right now. We have a request for a sample of an emotional clearing.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. That's wonderful. What I will say is that our fast chat has extra information on it as compared to other fast chats on BBS. So if you happen to be on the previous show and you're on fast chat, then it'll be a little different. On ours, underneath the fast chat, we have the four different pictures, and then you can place to submit your testimonials. So if you wish to do that, you can. And a lot of people like to see these pictures up on their monitor screen, so you can just click on them, and that'll become larger for you. So here we go. I'm going to do an emotional clearing. And what we're going to do is a special clearing today. What I would like you to do, we're going to do two clearings, okay? We're going to do one for, this is what I do for absentee people. And this emotional clearing will be for yourself. And then we're going to do it where you can actually think of someone's name, one person only, please. And then we're going to do a clearing for them. So if you have a loved one maybe in dire straits, maybe in a hospital, having an emotional problem today, just think of them, and we'll do a clearing for them also. And this I can do very easily. I do a lot of absentee healing this way for people, especially mothers who have daughters or grandchildren. So this is the first time I think we brought this forward on the BBS show. So here we go. This is for yourself. So we're going to go back 7 days. And I'm just writing the information down here on a piece of paper. Here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 6 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 5 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And a lot of energy building up now for 3 days ago, so let's clear that. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So you should feel a little more relaxed in your body. And you may want to even get up and stretch and just see how you feel. That would be fine. And sometimes people actually have bones pop back into place because their muscles are very tense. And I've had people actually walk and say, gee, I had my back go back in place. It's been out for years. And I heard everything go pop, 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 and they feel great. So next we're going to do, I'll let you walk if you wish for a minute here. I'll describe the next healing. Like I mentioned, I can do absentee healings for people. And the way it works is that the energy, you know, is connected, connect to them through you. And then from there, they'll get through healing. Sometimes, if I do like a whole lifetime for someone, it could take up to a week to come back into place with that person, because the light ship does not wish to change somebody's paradigm so quickly. They do it over time, 3 to 5 days, and the person is clear just like you would be instantly. So think of the special person that you may have in mind right now, and we'll do an emotional clearing on them. And it could be even your boss or a family member, if you wish. So here we go. Same process. We'll go back 7 days. So here we go. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 5 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And yesterday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. There we go. So these clearings that I do, if you're just curious, the person does not even have to know about them. The light beings that created you, you know, will heal the energies, because they are spirit energies, and the spirit is here to help the body. So the person does not even have to believe in what we're doing, doesn't have to know about it. Some people will call me up on the phone. They go, "Oh, gee, Ron, I'd love to have, you know, my friend Sam cleared, but, you know, Sam is just very dense. He doesn't believe in anything, very scientific." And I say, "Well, he doesn't have to know about this." They go, "Oh, really?" I go, "Yeah, just, you know, let's set up a session and we'll do this whole person's lifetime." And then they're very excited, because they feel kind of depressed and maybe upset, because the person does not understand what we're actually doing here, and they live somewhere else in their mind. So I can clear many people this way. And next we're going to do, I think, a mental clearing. This is another very beneficial clearing. And we'll do the same one here, just to show you what it's like. And like I said, this is going to, in a sense, work with your mind. It's like doing a computer defragmentation, where everything is put back into the proper file cabinets and order and everything like that, special folders. So it makes your mind think a little quicker. I can get rid of mind chatter, and can put you really in peace. So here we go. And afterwards, sometimes people need to adjust a little bit after a mental clearing, because they're so used to having, you know, the old paradigm for their whole life, and all of a sudden their mind is quiet, and now they have to kind of, in a sense, readjust their thinking patterns a little bit, and then the clarity comes right back instantly. So remember, what we're used to, we think is normal, and then when we get healed, we find out that, wow, this is really a change in my life, and now you have to understand how to work with the energy, because it's brand new to you. This is what a lot of people sense during the healings. And that's a benefit, because now you're able to change and move into the new you, as opposed to being trapped in the old. So here's the mental clearing. We'll go back again for 7 days. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 5 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And yesterday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And again, we'll do this for one person in your life. So just think of that, the name of that person. And we'll do this sample clearing for them. here we go. So 7 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 6 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 5 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, let's see what else we have on the fast chat here. This is a request. I don't know if it's appropriate for right now, but if not, maybe you can talk about it and talk about people who could work with you privately on this. And this is a request for a parasite clearing. And for people that don't know what that is, maybe you could just talk about that a little bit.
Well, that gets kind of deep, really deep fast. We do have parasites in our bodies that we know about, and then we also have extraterrestrial parasites. And that could be a whole different can of worms, I'll use that. And that's kind of what they are, and there's different types. I'll just kind of tell you a little bit. I'll just switch gears slightly here, and I'll tell you how healing sort of work when people ask for things to me. So let's say that you put on the fast chat, Ron, I slammed my finger maybe in the door today and it hurts. Can you do a healing on this here? So looking at it from my perspective, you know, this is all that you've ever had wrong with you is your finger. You just hurt it today. And then as I start talking with you, maybe doing a private session, you say, well, Ron, yeah, I slammed my finger in the door today and it happened about maybe 5 months ago too. And then I had an accident, you know, where maybe I slammed my finger in my car door maybe a few years back. And then there was a time that I had my finger down next to me sitting in a chair, and somebody's chair kind of went next to my chair and pinched my finger. And then naturally when I was playing baseball at the age of 8, I was trying to catch a ball and I broke my finger. And then naturally again when I was on a swing maybe at 4 years of age, my finger got caught in the chain on the swing, and that really hurt too. Well, all of a sudden now you have a gigantic history of stuff. And so just doing a simple healing like working on your finger is not that simple now. And then it goes on further and it says, well, yeah, my dad had arthritis in his finger. And my grandfather, you know, had his finger amputated because he was a butcher and he cut it off. So anyway, going on and on and on. And so just what you bring up with a simple thing like something can have a tremendous amount of densities and energies stored inside of your body from genetics. And so this is why it's good to do all the different sessions that I have. So as far as switching gears back again to the parasites, yeah. Have you ever been infected before with parasites in past lives? Are these extraterrestrial parasites? Has your parents had them? Has the dark side tagged you? You know, maybe 20, 30 generations back, were they brought to you and laying dormant? So there's a lot of things like that that can happen. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So so that is an issue that usually is something that people can see you on a private session for.
Yeah, I can just do a sample here for the next, you know, last 7 days, but it may not, you know, cure you of what you're dealing with. You may have some type of parasite that maybe you caught by going to Africa, you know, 10 years ago. Well, there's probably a history there.
Yeah, the person on the fast chat clarified that what they were requesting was having to do with the ET parasites that you mentioned a little bit earlier.
And that's, I'd rather not do that in this program right now, because that gets pretty dense very quickly. And the light ship has to go to the dark side itself to battle these energies to clear them out of people. So right now, I choose not to do that. It's not just as I talk and clear, like 6, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, there's so much going on that you don't even realize that they're doing for people. And to do a healing like that, it takes a lot of horsepower. So in today's show, I choose not to do that one.
Okay, great. So we'll just, on a lighter note then, I'd like to talk about something that you brought up earlier at the beginning of the hour that I think could be really helpful to understand more about, and that is the subject of how our spirit fragments can leave us and what causes them to, leave us or get scattered about, and how it is that we can collect those up, because as we're all trying to regain our spiritual integrity and boost our spiritual horsepower, when we have our spirit energy scattered about like that or fragmented off, that doesn't help us too much. So to retrieve that and to gather that back up and to get that healed and with us so that we can be connected to our full spirit energy, what are some things that we can do, that people can do on a daily basis to help that along?
Okay. The first thing is that we don't always know when we're out of our bodies or not, okay? Number one, if we hurt ourselves, we're going to be out of our body either 100% at that time. So let me kind of phrase that a little differently. Think of yourself as a large pool of water, and a small trickle comes out of that large pool continuously. And what happens is if you hurt yourself, it's not that your spirit is 100% out of you. There are parts that stay, okay, but the part that is aligned with your total consciousness, your awakening consciousness, leaves, because that's the part that comes up to view. So you may just think of it like a periscope, on a submarine, okay? It pops up out of the water, looks around, and then if it gets frightened, it closes down and leaves, okay? Well, then another periscope pops up and looks. So moment by moment, you can lose part of yourself because that part gets frightened. And that little spirit fragment just takes off, just like you normally do when you're sleeping. It doesn't want to be here because it only wants to live in love energy versus drama and trauma and pain. And so it takes off, and eventually, over the years, as you get older, a lot of people lose a lot of themselves, okay? So you always want to bring yourself back to yourself. The one easy way to see if you're in your body or not is to pinch yourself slightly. Maybe pinch your hand or your arm or whatever seems to work. Now, if you feel like all of a sudden you've woken up, okay, like we'll say you're kind of like in a fog, and then all of a sudden you pinch yourself a little bit. You don't want to do it really hard so that it hurts a lot, but kind of at that pain threshold, okay? If you feel more alert, you were out of your body. And so all of a sudden what happened was two things. Either more of you came up to look out of your eyes, number one, or the parts of you that left that weren't too badly damaged came back to you. And so, and if you were out completely, we'll say most of you out, then it came back because you're out sightseeing in the universe someplace. Maybe you, wanted to sightsee something on some realm or someplace on the earth here. So you brought yourself back into your body. And so the main thing is that you want to always be in your body to have full protection. And this is the reason why we get entities, is because we're not home. The old saying, lights on, nobody home, if you're not home, who is? That's kind of what that relates to. So when you pinch yourself, if you do it every hour, just a slight little pinch, you don't want to bruise yourself naturally, but you can tell. And just write this down on a piece of paper. Because what will happen is, after this show, right now you're in this divine energy. And if you have any, and I'll use the word implants in you, any of the dark side energy, and we all have this, okay, because it's programmed into our genetics, okay? So right now you're in a lot of love energy, and as soon as you walk out of it or go away from the show here, all of a sudden these implants go off, and you may even forget what we talked about on this show until you bring your conscience back into it. So we do have these booby traps, we'll say, inside of us, preventing us from being all who we can be. So write it down on a piece of paper, and you might pinch yourself once an hour. And if you do get more alert, that means that you're not in your body. And you can go, wow, I am in my body or I'm not. And then you're going to stay in because now you're conscious of that. What we're going to do now is your life force energy. And Kyle just typed it in a little bit ago, I think. and write this down too on a piece of paper. If not, just go to the fast chat. It's very, very simple to do. This works for anybody, any religion, any basis of thought can do this here. It doesn't matter what you believed in the past, and that is I now increase my life force energy. Very, very simple. And I'll just describe how to do this here. Is you first want to bring your hands together in front of you like you're doing a prayer. And, you know, put your hands, you know, fingertips straight up and feel, you know, in front of your heart and kind of move them maybe back and forth so you feel that invisible ball spring tension, okay? And for most people, it'll be probably a couple inches to maybe body width. And as we do these exercises on this program, you're getting more of your energy back into you because your spirit is waiting to hear what we're talking about. So it definitely comes forward more. So what you do is you first find that ball tension, and then you pull your hands apart, maybe an extra 6 inches to a foot, and you come in slowly again. And after you say the affirmation, you're going to find that your hands will be further out. So you sample, say the affirmation, bring them apart, and bring them in, you know, as you say the affirmation or just after that, and you're going to find that your invisible ball tension that's between your hands in front of you will start to expand out. So we'll say this together. We'll do it 10 times. And 10 times is just a good way of doing this here. Here we go. We'll start off. I'll do it in unison. And we start saying, I now increase, and say it out loud, I now increase my life force energy. Hands apart, and I'll sample. You can see that it's wider. Bring them apart now. I now increase my life force energy. Sample. Bring them apart. I now increase my life force energy. Sample and bring them apart again. And you should be probably getting close to maybe your hand straight out alongside of you. And we'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 I guess 3 more times. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. And 1 more. I now increase my life force energy. So what you should feel is your body might be heating up. You're going to feel definitely more awake. I recommend doing this like 3 or 4 times a day. It only takes about a minute to do. You can kind of whisper it. And the reason why you say it out loud is to tell every cell in your body that you want to have more spirit energy in them. Okay? And you can go to maybe take a restroom break or something and do it so nobody thinks that you're kind of nuts or whatever out there in the workplace. And do it maybe, you know, 3-5 times a day, and do it for about a week. And after a week's time, you won't really have to move your hands. You could just probably say it maybe once out loud, or if you're really trained good, you can just move your hands only once, and they'll charge up. You can do like a little stretching position, like you're sitting at a desk and stretch out, and all of a sudden your energy will pop right back into your body with your spirit. So it's a very good practice to do. And this will also help you stay home, stay in your body with your spirit. And if you need healing done, then you want to then direct, command your spirit into that location of your body. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, before we continue with healings, we did have a request from one of the listeners for you to tell about your schedule for this upcoming week at the New York Expo and where you're going to be and how they can connect with you there.
Okay, yes, I'll be at the New Life Expo. It'll be starting this Friday in New York. And we'll have the special light infusion chamber there. And on Saturday, I'll be on the Strange Universe panel at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I have a lecture, I think, about 1 o'clock Saturday. And then Sunday, I'll be on another Strange Universe panel. And then I'll have a lecture and a workshop also on Sunday. And then on Monday, I'm having a special evening workshop associated with the expo. It's 3 hours in length, 6 to 9. And the next day, I'm doing private sessions, and also I have a workshop on Tuesday and Friday and the following Tuesday at a different location. So you can see me at my booth, which is booth number 219, and we'll have information there how to go there and where it's located and a phone number if that's needed also. And then we give a little discount for people who wish to go to that as they sign up. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, let's see. We have a couple of other requests on the fast chat, and I'll just let you decide whether it's appropriate for today or if we have time to go there. One of them is for issues regarding back pain, and the other is to do parallel life clearing.
Okay. Yeah, we can do back pain first. So we'll just do this as a heading here. Like I said earlier, there could be many, many things associated with back pain. So I'm just seeing this as a once-in-your-lifetime pain. Okay, that's how I go into these healings here, okay? So here we go. And we'll go back. We'll just do a clearing here on back pain. This will be for today here, right now, this moment. So we're clearing the sixth chakra here. So at times people come to me and they say, Ron, I had a clearing and I still have something wrong here. It's not a 100% fixed. Maybe it's 70% fixed, but it just didn't get it all the way. So like the emotional clearing gets rid of a lot of stuff, but it's there are the things that could be attached. You know, like I said, that's more in depth here. And so like if you had a back pain and that was emotionally triggered, from your past, then this lifetime's pain could be released from you, but you still could have the pain reoccurring from your past lives, which would be centuries, okay? And that may take it away. And if that doesn't do it, then maybe there's some other energies in one of the other energy bodies that are causing this problem. So what we're doing now is just clearing back pain energy, focusing directly on that. And now we're going to your fifth chakra. I do the chakra 6 down to 1. And this is the way the light shift works. And the chakras are probably about 1% of the healing that they're actually doing on you. But our mind needs to know what we're doing, so that's how they devise their healings this time around in this 2,000-year cycle. The next 2,000-year cycle may be completely different on the way the communication is how the healings work. In the time of Jesus, to fit into society, they used the word Father for healings, okay? Going back to the Father, etc., you know, as if we're connected to that male energy. And here we go. And now we're on first chakra, so this may help you. I'd like everyone to maybe get up and walk around a little bit. This will work with many issues of back problems. And just kind of see how you feel. Get up and stretch and twist. Be very gentle, though, if you do have a back condition. And then I'd like you to come back again in about a minute. The walking is very, very beneficial because the light beings can see how your healing is working down here. Remember, on the light ship, when they work with you, a lot of the healings take place. And whenever I do healings, you're actually brought to that location, or the energy is, in a sense, brought down here for you to maybe not know that you're experiencing them, but they're actually here doing the work. So we're going to do this over again now. So what I want you to do is to kind of view yourself as a percentage. So when we first started this a couple minutes ago, your back pain of whatever it would be, we'll call it a number 10, whether it was a lot or a little, but that's number 10 for your experience that you're having, okay? So 10 is bad, and a number 1 is good, okay? One is, we'll say, perfection. And I want you now to think inside of your head, or just at, you know, ask your body, say, body, what number am I? If I was a 10 2 minutes ago, what number am I now? Am I like down to a 7, or am I really low at a 2? And once you get that number, I want you to say it out loud. And we're going to start clearing again, because now the light beings know where you are in your healing, okay, down here. and they'll do as much as they can do to help you. Remember, if you have emotional baggage attached to it, that's not created by the light chip, and that does not get healed. That's what you have to do down here, is to release judgment. So here we go. We're going to do the same process again. So going back to the sixth chakra for back pain. And they know what number you are. And we're clearing that away now. Okay, fifth chakra. And fourth. And third. And second. And first. Wonderful. Okay. And that's probably about all they can do for you right now without having a special clearing done by me, maybe down here, because they did all they could do in that short amount of time. And remember, they're out of time, so even though it may take maybe 4 minutes down here, it could be hours of work with you. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, so the next request was for the parallel life clearing.
Okay, here we go. So to describe parallel lives, this is the dark side fabrication of the Earth. Remember, the Earth mimics the light 99.9% or more, and it can make you think that you're on an Earth, which looks like an Earth to you, and they make artificial intelligent bodies. If you would want to use the word clones, there could be, 1,000 clones of you out there and 1,000 different Earths. And that gets kind of scary, but you should be here. And your spirit is out there like a busy bee trying to help all these bodies here. So we're going to bring you back from 10 lifetimes here. And I want you again, since we mentioned back pain or whatever thing you're dealing with in your physical body, it could be a kidney infection. It just could be maybe a sore thumb or something. Remember, you could be dealing with that in another lifetime, and your spirit came back to you wounded, and it could have actually caused that condition. And so you could have, 10 lifetimes like we're doing right here, or you could have, hundreds. So just think of whatever you wish to have healed right now. Think of that physical condition, and we're going to pull you out of those lifetimes that your spirit thinks it has to help heal. And naturally, when it comes back to you, it's wounded with that energy in it. It's already imprinted with something that's not in perfection. And it brings it right to you, goes into your blueprint of your body, and now you manifest that problem. So here we go. Taking you out of lifetime number 10. Out. 9. Out. 8. Out. 7. Out. And I'm yawning. Pretty intense for some people. 6 out, 5th out, 4th out, 3rd out, 2nd out, 1st out. There we go. We'll do it one more time to make sure that you're out completely, which feels like everybody is. So 10 out, 9 out, 7 out, or 8 out, 7 out, 6 out, 5th out, 6 out, 5 out, 4 out, 3 out, 2 out, 1 out. Got kind of mixed up there. So we're all out of these right now. Let me just double check 5. There we go. So you're out of these lifetimes right now, and just maybe walk around again, stretch, twist, see how you feel. And you might find that maybe your pain that you're dealing with has subsided somewhat. And then the people ask me, they go, well, are we going to go back into these again? Well, the ones that you're taken out of, you're not going back into. But you're still in the other ones more than likely. So those energies, you no longer are going to go back because your spirit knows not to go back to those lifetimes, okay? And then the other question is, well, what happens to those poor bodies over there? Well, the poor bodies are created by the darkness. So they're regardless whether you're in them or not. So it is fabricated you, and that being will just be there without a spirit or soul in it. It'll still live, typically, just like your people live here on this planet without having a spirit or soul in your body. Although it's not going to be attached to you, to bring back to the dramas and traumas of their life into your life here. So it's much like an entity. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, that was wonderful. We have some very nice comments on the fast chat. And let's see, we also have a question about or a request to work on some breathing healing. So I was thinking about that and about the wonderful new oxygens that the light ship has been creating for the new eighth dimensional Earth. And for anyone who hasn't heard about that yet, maybe you could just give us a little information about what the what's happening with the Earth spirit and the new Earth and these oxygens, and perhaps bring in a few of these oxygens for people to sample and to help with their breathing.
Okay, so let's bring in, we'll bring in a couple of oxygens from the light ship here that we actually breathe up there for healing, and then we'll bring in a couple from eighth dimensional reality here. So let's bring in two, we'll bring in oxygen number 17, they're showing me, so let's bring in number 17. So I'll use the word stronger to bring it in, and here it comes. It'll come here probably in about 20 seconds, so take a couple of deep breaths, exhale, and then you can have a new oxygen. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Take a deep breath and just kind of see how it feels. It may taste different. Sometimes it has a sweetness to it, sometimes a fragrance. And each one of their oxygens are designed to do special healings on your body. So kind of relax, take some nice deep breaths right now. If you have a physical condition that you know about, maybe some kind of pain, then direct this oxygen to that location. Ask your spirit to bring it there, okay? And how's it feel to you, Sylvia?
For me, it's a very kind of high energy frequency, felt very good, very uplifting, and it's actually, as I'm directing it to different parts of my body, I'm warming up a little bit and feel like the kind of better in the extremities as the oxygen gets all through there. It's really great, actually. It feels wonderful.
Okay, we'll bring in another oxygen here. So from the light ship, we'll bring in oxygen number 42 they want to bring in for us here. So here we go. And they've expanded more out to us. We used to have 18 that we could enjoy. And now they brought in a lot more. And here we go. It's coming in. So stronger, stronger. So this feels very light to me. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger, and I'll count to 10, and it'll be right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And take some nice deep breaths. And again, ask your spirit to direct this to different locations in your body for healing. And what we'll do also is for absentee people, I'd like you to think of a person that may have lung troubles or some kind of condition, and we'll bring in these two oxygens to them right now. So think of them in your consciousness, and here we go. And since I'm doing this for the first time, it can only be done as I talk about it and direct the energy this way. So if you hear previous show and you want to do that, then I don't mention it. It won't be done that way. It's only when I bring it up live with you. So here we go. It's going to come in to your loved one, whoever that would be. These two numbers, number 17 and number 42. So here they come. And I'll just count to 10 again as they arrive to these people. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 there. And we'll be back in about a minute or so here again. And how does that feel, Sylvia, to you?
That oxygen number 42 was very uplifting for me. It felt actually similar to when you bring in the ascension energies.
Yes, I think you're right, and that's kind of the way I perceived it, too.
It's almost like it's going inside, and I don't know, I feel just uplifted kind of from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's wonderful.
Okay, now we're going to bring in, we've got to work quick here. Time is flying by.
Sure is.
We're going to bring in two from eighth-dimensional reality here that the Earth Spirit's already created. So this is, I'll just call them option number one and number two to be very simple here. So here's number one coming in from 8D. And maybe we're the first humans to actually breathe this here. So here it goes. So it's coming in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. For me, it feels kind of thick, but a lot of love energy, kind of like a fragrance of, I don't know, it's hard to describe. It'd be like the thickness of like smelling roses, some kind of texture to it, but I don't smell roses. How do you perceive this one, Sylvia?
Yeah, for me, it's a little bit balmy almost.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And like when you walk into a garden where there or a greenhouse where there's a lot of humidity and moisture, and you have that kind of fragrant air, and it's really very nice.
Yeah, great. Okay, let's bring in number two, and you can also direct these energies to a loved one also. So here we go. Number two is coming in, and we'll count to ten again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Take a deep breath. This one kind of has wakened me up more, different. So enjoy breathing this here. And how do you feel, Sylvia? We got maybe only a couple minutes left here.
Yeah, it's kind of energizing, almost like more of a higher elevation oxygen or something where you feel very invigorated by it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so looks like our time is getting close here. I want to do a feeling body real quick for those, okay? So here we go. 7 days ago, feeling body sample. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6 days ago. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 5 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1 day. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay, that's, I guess that's the end of the show here. So the next show that we're having will be Wednesday. And then I also have, you know, our standard 1 hour Lightship Healing conference calls. 5:30 Pacific Standard Time for only $20, and I would definitely recommend getting on those if you want to have additional healing. Just connect with me somehow, either a telephone call or an email works fine. I'll give you the numbers for that. Wednesdays we do our special program where we do water charging along with healing, where you get 7 containers of water and you have divine drinking water for the whole month. So that is every Wednesday. A special call, and the charge for that is $60 for the whole month. And believe me, if you really want to move ahead quickly, that's the way to do it, because the water is designed to be drinking every day in sequence, and it has special light codes in it for you, and just wonderful water. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I will just say blessings to everyone, and we'll be back Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, so that'll be 10 p.m. on the East Coast, and until then, stay heart-centered and enjoy these beautiful energies. Definitely keep in mind to do that process each day of I now increase my life force energy and see how that does as far as keeping you full of your own spirit energy. And until Wednesday, I guess just have a wonderful, wonderful couple of days, and we'll see you then.
Okay, so blessings to all of you, and good evening.